I'm going to start reading in the book of Galatians chapter 2 at verse 14. I don't know how many verses I read, but let's see how it goes. When I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter, If you, being a Jew, live after the manner of the Gentiles, and not after the manner of the Jews, why do you compel the Gentiles to live as the Jews live, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ? Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if while we're seeking to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. Let me give you the back story to the first verse I read, verse 14. Paul and Peter and Barnabas was in Antioch, and they were eating and fellowshipping all together with the Gentiles. But when some brothers came up from Jerusalem, Peter, fearing what they would think of him, fearing what they would say to him, fearing that they may report him to the church in Jerusalem, separated himself from the Gentiles. And of course, Peter, being a supernatural leader of men, caused the other Jews to do the same thing. In fact, Peter had so much influence that he was causing Paul's friend Barnabas to follow suit. When Paul saw what was going on, he knew immediately that something had to be done. These men were walking in error. They were not walking according to the truth of the gospel. The truth of the gospel is that God has no respecter of person. The truth of the gospel is there is no difference between the Jew and the Gentiles. God makes no difference in the color of the skin or the nationality of the person or the background of the person. God's grace and mercy is to every creature. We are to preach the gospel to every creature. Peter and those who followed him in separating themselves were not walking in the truth of the gospel. Peter knew what the truth of the gospel was. Peter knew that a man is not justified by the works of the law. Peter knew that it was by faith in Jesus Christ. The truth of the gospel is that we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. The truth of the gospel is that by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. The truth of the gospel is that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. The truth of the gospel is, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ. The truth of the gospel is that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The truth of the gospel is, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. The truth of the gospel is, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all to the condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift of righteousness came upon all men unto justification of life. The truth of the gospel is this: for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Oh, hallelujah! Peter and those others who separated themselves were not walking according to the truth of the gospel. Paul was addressing Peter, but it was in front of all of those who separated themselves. Paul got the message to all that was in the room. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.